Blog Talk Radio.
The LaRusha Kane Show.
Hello, beautifuls, and thank you for tuning in to the LaRusha Kane Show, your self-love place on Living Out Loud Network. I am excited to be with you. Yes, I am. As always, I have my tea. I hope that you have your tea, your coffee, or your favorite beverage as we sit back and chat. Well, today on the show, we are introducing a new segment, and it is called Self-Care and Womanhood. It is the self-care segment. Yes, it is. And I have three beautiful women that are joining me. They are phenomenal at what they do. I'm telling you, I'm excited to just bring them in so you could just get to know them and learn more about them. And they're going to be sharing with us some great tips and tools about self-care. If you are unaware that September, yes, is Self-Care Awareness Month, and we, you know, have a lot of work to do. So I say, you know, why not have a few, you know, specialists to come on and share with us. So today we have Lynette Woodard, we have Breon Scott, and we have Michelle Fisher-Jones. Yes, we have them today. And they are in the virtual green room, and they are preparing to come on and to share. They're relaxing. They're going over their notes. They're drinking some tea and water and just taking it all in, because they have some things that they're going to share with you that is going to transform, yes, your self-care life, your self-care routine, and help you to start it, maintain it. I'm telling you, I have my notebook and my pen, and I am ready to take some notes down, because today, yeah, I'm going to get my life. Yes, I am. Well, beautiful. You know what I want you to do? You know, I want you to share this with your Facebook family and friends, your Instagram buddies, your Twitter, your tweets, and just let them know, hey, it's going down today on the LaRusha Kane Show. We have a special segment. Yes. We're talking about self-care. Self-care and womanhood. Beautiful. Do you have a self-love and self-care routine? As people, we often tend to neglect our own needs. It's important for us to recognize and realize that, yes, it's okay to take a break. And yes, it's okay to give yourself a time out, but there's more to it than just taking a break every now and then. Self-love and self-care is being good to your overall health and well-being. And that's what we do here on the LaRusha Kane Show. We help you to understand about self-care, self-love, and your overall well-being. Well, if you're like me, you just can't wait for me to bring them in so we can talk about it. You know, so let's talk about it. You know, this morning when I got up and I was preparing for the show, I said, if there was a theme song, like for real, if there was a theme song for today, what would it be called? Like a theme song, I'm so sorry. What would it be? And I was like, what song would fit, you know, for today? No, I don't have it, and I'm not going to play it, and I'm most definitely not going to sing it for you. But I was like, what song would it be? And I bet you can't guess what song it is. It is I'm Every Woman. Yes, I'm Every Woman. So you can pick whichever, you know, version you would like. Some would pick Chaka Khan's version, and then, you know, some would pick Whitney Houston's version. See, I'm old school. I like, now don't get me wrong, I love, love, love Whitney Houston and, you know, her rendition of I'm Every Woman, but, you know, yeah, I'm a Chaka Khan girl. And so I would be, that's what I would have played. That would be the theme for today. I am every woman. It's all in me. So, let's talk about it. Let's go there. Let's share about self-care. So I'm going to bring our beautiful co-host on, our guest host, and they're going to share with us. I'm going to introduce them and give them an opportunity to give you a little bit of information about themselves. Well, I'm going to start off with Lynette Woodard, and I want her to introduce herself and to give you a little bit of information of who she is. Lynette.
Lynette Woodard. I am an owner of Net Soul Food here in Richmond, Virginia, originated from Rockford, Illinois. I am an evangelist. I am a mother of five and a grandmother of seven. Pass the mic.
All righty. You see, let me tell you something about Lynette. She can, you know, you get people that can cook, but she can cook. And so if you're ever in her area, please stop by, because I'm telling you, she has that food that makes you just want to sit and be in a coma for 3 weeks. That's the kind of food that I'm talking about. Right now, we're going to bring our other phenomenal co-host. This woman right here has been on the LaRusha King Show as probably as many times as I've been on, like for real. Michelle Fisher-Jones, she has been on, I really believe, a total of five times. So I'm going to give her opportunity to share who she is and what she did. Michelle.
Good morning. Good afternoon. I'm Michelle Fisher-Jones. I am a mother of three, a grandmother of two. I am a sister, a friend, aunt. I am a author of a book, which is basically can be a self-care book. I help others in mental health care, and I am always awesome to be on your show, LaRusha. Pass the mic.
Thank you so much. I'm telling you, Michelle has been on this show so many times, and we started in 2014. I had opportunity to see her on a show and fell in love with her and contacted her, and from that day forward, she has been on the show, and so I'm just excited to have you back. Well, last but not least, we have this phenomenal woman. Her name is Breon Scott, and she has been on the LaRusha King Show too before. Yes, she has. And I'm going to give her opportunity to share who she is. Breon.
Hello, everyone. My name is Breon Scott. I am a blogger. I am a housing case manager, a wife and mother of four. I am a minister's wife. I help teach the children at our church. And I live in Seattle, Washington.
Pass the mic. Thank you. Breon, I'm telling you, she was on and we had an opportunity to talk and to share. And she is another one, just as I was saying about the other two co-hosts. They're phenomenal at what they do, and she is a phenomenal blogger. If you don't have Michelle's book, Stronger Than the Day Before Finding Peace in My Mental Illness, please get her book. If you're not following Breon Scott, her blog, I'm going to make sure that you get her information so you can, you know, follow her and Lynette Water, that you are on her page so you can learn more about her. And so when you're in her area, you can go and get some delicious food. Well, ladies, are you ready for this conversation about self-care?
I am.
Yes.
I'm excited, too. I'm going to, you know, usually I open up with a top five question. If you've been on the show, you understand what I'm talking about. And so this is a little unscripted. I just want to ask you one question. And I'm going to start from Lynette, then Michelle, then Breon. If you could pick a theme song, just one theme song, your self-care theme song, what would it be, starting with Lynette?
Lynette Woodard. I had in mind I'm Every Woman by Chaka Khan because I wear many different hats. I juggle a lot of different things, and I'm strong, and I believe I am that every woman. So that's my...
Michelle?
Well, this is Michelle, and... I would also pick I'm Every Woman, but it would be the Whitney Houston rendition because I am a total Whitney fan. I can wear a lot of hats. I'm a mother. I'm a wife. I'm a friend. I'm a sister. I'm an aunt. I have a great group of friends and first cousins who I love dearly. Shout out to them. I'm an author, a storyteller. I mean, I wear a lot of hats, and I'm proud to wear all those hats. I'm also a peer-to-peer counselor for an organization called NAMI, so dealing with mental health issues. So that would be my theme song because I wear a lot of hats, and I embrace all of them. It gets hard, but I embrace them. Pass the mic.
Hi, Breon speaking. Oh, sorry. I'm Breon speaking. My theme song at this moment would be Level Up by Sierra. I love that verse, but I can't remember the verse all the way, but when she talks about her mistakes, she won't do that no more, and she made them into her blessings. And you're just going to see her coming. That's just me right now. I've made those mistakes. I've learned from them. I'm moving forward, and you're just going to see all the great work that came from me learning from my mistakes.
Pass. You know, I just got my life with you guys. You know I did. You hit me with Level Up. She hits me with Whitney Houston, and then she concurs with the Chaka. I am, you know, I'm good. Today I'm good. You guys just gave me my life. So if you don't mind, we're going to jump right into the first question. Are you ready, ladies?
Ready.
To share with us?
Yeah.
Ready.
Yes. Well, first question, and I'm just going to, I'm gonna start with Breon, and then whoever wants to jump in from there, you can. Breon, what is self-care to you? What is self-care?
Self-care to me is taking the time to check in with yourself to see how you're doing, making sure that, you know, as women, we have a whole bunch of tabs open at once. Taking the time to set those tabs down and just relax and take care of yourself as to get a massage or journaling or getting your feet and nails done, just something to make you happy, taking time to make sure that you're okay. That's self-care for me.
Pass the mic. Michelle speaking. Self-care to me is making sure that mind, body, and spirit is aligned. It is making sure that all are aligned in one, going in one way. I like to, you know, yoga. Yoga is very important to me. Working out, I try to work out 2-3 days a week. That's my body. Spiritual, I try to, within my yoga. I try to meditate, make sure that I'm in line with God's word. So all of those are important to me, my mind, body, and spirit. And I have to make sure that my mind is right because I am bipolar, bipolar 1. I've been dealing with this illness for going on 40 years now. So if my mind not right, nothing's right. So I have to keep my mind spiritually aware. I have to keep my body spiritually aware and my mind. So I have to keep everything in line. So that's what's important to me. That's self-care. And then, you know, I got to get my manicures, my pedicure. I got to keep my hair done. As far as a clean car, I need a clean car because I travel. You know, I go a lot of places, and I need clean spaces because when your spaces are chaotic, your mind is chaotic. Mm-hmm. So everything has to be clear for me.
Can we just put our finger right there and pause that for a moment? When our space isn't clean, it is a reflection of what's really going on with us and, you know, and within us. And so I'm big on it, you know. I'm pretty sure my family will tell you that I'll be like, it is a reflection of I really feel that same way about our purse, too, that it is a reflection of what's really going on inside of us, you know, chaos and everything like that. So I am totally with you. Thank you. I'm just saying thank you, guys, ladies, so much. So those that are taking notes, make sure you write it down because, yes, we have to take care of our, you know, our external self, our internal self as well. Mm-hmm. Did you have anything else, Michelle? All right.
No, ma'am. Pass the mic.
Lynette speaking. My definition of self-care, giving ourselves some time to relax from the hustle and bustle of every day and routines that we do. And I also journal, taking time to journal, writing down your thoughts, getting it out on paper, just as you think it, write it down, listening to music and mind, body, and spirit, or you can say mind, body, and soul, recuperating, resting, challenging your mind is a good way to stimulate your brain and to have clear thinking. And that's what I like to do. And also being able to take a nap. Take a nap is a good way to rejuvenate yourself after being pulled and tugged in many different directions. And learning to say no, it's okay. Mm. So my definition of self-care is learning to love yourself. Pass the mic.
I just wanted to piggyback on what she just said about journaling. I am a big journaler. I journal. I mean, I write a lot, but I journal a lot. And I try to pass that on to people to women that I talk to, that the importance of journaling. And it's not necessarily for writing down things. It is to get what is in your subconscious down and out of your mind, to clear your mind. And it's a lot of times that I journal to get things from my subconscious down to paper, just to get that out, get that junk out of my mind, because my mind is 24/7. And it's some crazy stuff going on up there. But it's to get it out of there and put it on paper. And a lot of times that I journal, after I get through journaling, I will burn the paper. Because God forbid somebody come across it and read it, their feelings will be hurt. But it's the time for me to get that stuff out of my head, how I feel about people, how someone made me feel that day. And not necessarily bad or fussing at them, but just to get it out. Because a lot of times when we don't journal, we go to bed with that junk in our head, and we can't sleep. So I always journal before I go to bed to get that junk out of my head, put it on paper, tear it up, burn it, and it's done. It's not for other people. It's for me to get it out. I just had to add that piggyback, because a lot of people think journaling is just to, you know, put it on paper, write something down, put it on paper. But it's really to filter out the bad junk of the day, of the week. Get it out, put it on paper, you're done with it. It's like exhaling for me. It's like an exhale. It's like, oh, you know, I said it. I didn't say it to that person, but I said it. And I got it out. So I just wanted to piggyback on that. Pass the mic.
Anyone else want to add to that?
This is Brianna speaking. I really just agree with the journaling, the whole journaling of releasing. Like when I started journaling, I journaled something that was deep in my soul that I needed to get out. And once I journaled that and let it out, I felt so much better that I was able to move on from the situation. So journaling, like they said, isn't always just about, you know, writing it down. It's like getting those inner thoughts out that you may not be able to go to the person and talk to them. And you just feel so much more better spiritually and mentally. You feel better because you were able to release and let that go.
You know, I'm sorry, Brianna. You know, I want to say to you ladies that yesterday that was my journaling day, I would say. You know, you have you ever just had one of those days where, you know, I really need to journal? It's not I want to journal. I really
need to.
So I was sitting in my bed, and I think I woke up like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just, around 5, I just started journaling. And it was so many pages. But by the time I finished, read it back to myself, read it to my husband, not did I just feel lighter in my spirit and in my soul, but I saw a physical change in my body. A lot of times we're carrying that stuff and we just feel bulky, and we feel, I felt like I had inflammation, and my body was feeling some type of way. And this morning, I looked in the mirror and I said, babe, did I look like I lost weight? He was like, you did. I was like, because I let that stuff go, you know?
Right.
You let that stuff go. It's like your stomach went down some and all kinds of stuff. And I tell people all the time, you have to get it out. Don't sit there and censor what you're saying. Just say it. Get it out. Tell the honest truth about what you're, you know, about how you feel. And I wrote some stuff that was really real, you know, for those that don't know, I have a daughter and a son that passed. So I was writing about that and a bunch of other stuff. And I needed to really express how I felt. But once that came out and I read it back, I felt so much lighter. So I'm 100% with you guys on the journaling, because it is life-changing. And you do, you know, once you get that stuff out of your soul, out of your subconscious mind and all of that, and bring it to your consciousness and you are aware, you do feel the spiritual. It changes. You feel it in your soul, but you feel it physically too. You feel the weight being lifted. So I thank you guys for sharing that. I just had to jump in on that one. So I want to ask you another question, ladies. We talked about what is self-care. But what does it mean to you? You know, self-care to me is life. It's everything. I mean, I cannot go without it. People can tell when I don't have enough of it. My family did it. Like, you need to go and do whatever you need to do. So I want to start with Lynette. What does self-care mean to you?
Lynette speaking. Self-care to me is making sure I look good to me. First, I am about getting my hair done. You know, if it's feasible, I'll get my nails and my feet done. And I will actually lay there and let that chair continue to massage me, or I will go get a spa treatment. I love the fact that they made the diffusers with the oil. The oil diffusers are wonderful. Lavender. And is one of my favorite for relaxing. And listening to music. Music and singing loud, even if you're off key. But it's letting all the toxins out of your body, because you're able to just be yourself. So, and another thing I do, I love being around my church family. So self-care is getting spiritually fed to me. It's something I have to have to be balanced, to have a balanced life, and rejuvenating. So if I'm a wreck, I'm no good for my family. I'm no good for anybody. So self-care, maintaining balance in my life, family, church, helping other people is one of my best things I do. Feeding the homeless, outreach ministry, I love it. I love people. So that's another way that I get my self-care, because I'm doing for other people. Pass the mic.
Would anyone like to add to that?
This is Michelle. Self-care to me is everything. It's so funny because today would have been my brother's. I had a brother that committed suicide when I was 12. He was 21. So today is actually his birthday. Today he would have celebrated his 61st birthday. So for me, today will be a total self-care day. When I finish this interview, I am on my way. I am actually in Texas. I'm in Garland, Texas. I am on my way to Oklahoma. Oklahoma has a nice little casino. So I go up there because they have the best spa. So I go up there and I do a spa day. I sit in the mineral water. I sit in the jacuzzi. I sit in the sauna. I'll get a 90-minute massage, and I just let everything out. I just sit there and I let it out. While I'm in the sauna, I meditate, because it is so important to take care of yourself. Like she said, if I'm not good, I'm not good to nobody. I'm not good to my children. I'm not good to my husband. I'm not good to my friends. I'm not good to myself. So I have to take in self-care, because it rejuvenates me to be the best Michelle that I can be. I have to be the best Michelle that I can be, because I counsel to a lot of people, and I counsel in mental health care. And that takes a lot. That drains me. After I come back from a counseling session or meeting with a family or with an individual or passing out care packages to the homeless, that takes a lot. That takes a lot out of me, because I know what these people are going through. I've been there. You know, I've been there. I understand when your mind not right. So self-care to me is the most important thing. You know, self-care is God, self-care, family.
I hear you.
God, self-care, and family. Pass the mic.
Breon speaking. I have to agree with that the way you said that, God, self-care, and family. The biggest thing that has been helping me is meditation.
Yes.
And meditation looks two different ways for me. So I will read a scripture, and I will listen to my gospel, and I will meditate in that way. And the feeling of the Holy Spirit when I do that feels so good. But I also meditate when I just listen to just the water or the creek just sitting there, and I just don't let anything come to my mind. Anytime something comes into my mind, I just picture a black wall and stare at that black wall and just relax my mind to not think about anything. Because I feel like we need to be recharged. Our brains are like a phone. You have to recharge it. And if you're constantly on, constantly thinking, you are not recharging. And then you burn out. So I make sure that I put God first, and I make sure that I'm meditating on His word, and that is what helps keep me going through the day. That is what helps keep me peaceful. Honestly, that is what saves a lot of people from getting slapped, because I meditate on His word.
Right?
You can get it twisted, you know. We can say whatever we want to them. They ain't going to do nothing. No, sweethearts, we are human. And thank God for His word. And we are able to reach back to our scripture to be like, you know what? Process that. And then talk to them. So it's really good for me to meditate and just really take that time. It just really has helped me think of things clearer. And then, of course, the walking, and then the, you know, the nails and the petty, all good. So, yes, God, self-care and then family. Because then once you have all that, you were able to give to your family. Before
yeah,
I did all that, I wasn't able to give to my family. I would come home from helping these families find housing, and I would be so stressed that I wouldn't even want to talk to anybody. Mm-hmm. But now that I take that self-care time, I can give that to myself and my family. Pass the mic.
You know, I want to jump in on this because you guys, you really hit it on the head for me. I'm just sitting over here, and I'm loving it. Everything you're saying today, I'm taking it all in. I'm processing, and I'm getting my life. What you said, God, self-care, you know, and I'm going to throw self in, then your family. And the reason why I say it like that is because if we're out of proper alignment with God, then we're out of alignment with ourselves because we're created in his image and likeness. So if I'm not, you know, honoring that and making sure my vertical relationship is good, then most definitely I'm not going to be good in my horizontal relationship with other people. So my relationship with God is vertical. My relationship with myself is vertical, then horizontal. But if I'm not taking care of myself and I'm broke down and tired and stressed and angry and for me, you know, I can do all of that. But if I start eating sugar and all the rest of the stuff that goes with it, I'm a little whole interesting. So I have to make sure for me, not just the other stuff, but I have to make sure that I eat right because it affects me mentally and spiritually and physically. So that kind of just leads into the next question. Being that self-care is multidimensional, is spiritual. A lot of people don't even know this, that it's spiritual, emotional, social, relational, or, you know, some people say sexual, physical, financial, and psychological. Now, ladies, I'm going to ask you this question. Being that you are busy, you have kids, some of you are married, divorced, you have businesses, you guys are doing a lot. That's what the world would say, but you're really just walking in your purpose, you know. How are you able to maintain your self-care with all of these other things that are going on in your life?
Michelle
Breon speaking.
Go ahead, Breon.
Okay. Come on, go for it.
How I maintain it is that I schedule it. It's on my schedule. So if I put it on my schedule, it's the same as if I put on my schedule that I'm going to meet with this family or I'm going to talk with it. That's my time. It's scheduled and it's my time. I schedule to get my nails done, my pedicure done. I schedule to go have a spa day. I schedule if I want to just self-care. It's also going off with a girlfriend, you know, going to get something to eat, lunch, brunch. You know, I schedule it because if you don't schedule it, you'll never do it because you get busy with the hustle, like the bustle of husband. Okay, my husband needs this. Okay, and I have grown daughters, and my grown daughter needs this, and I got to go take my grandbaby to school. I got to pick my grandbaby. You just get overwhelmed with mommy dudes, grandma dudes, honey dudes. So I schedule my time for me because I am the most important part of everything that I do. And if I don't schedule it, I will not. Now, that's for me, Miss Michelle. If I don't schedule it, I won't do it. The only thing I don't schedule is when I just, you know, send a quick, you know, motivational text or how you doing to my cousin. I have five first cousins that I love dearly, and we try to keep it going. Shout out to Kelly, Nicole, Joy, Tamara, and Christy. Love you all. That's the only thing I don't schedule because I, you know, I love them dearly, and every now and then I have to shout out, I love you, how you doing, how's the kids? But for my self-care, I have to schedule it. If I don't schedule it, I won't do it. That's Michelle. Pass the mic.
Breon speaking. I haven't necessarily scheduled it, but I have made it more a selfish thing to where if I feel like I need to self-care at that time, I'm going to take the time to do it. So now with that being said, like if I need to go for a walk, I'm just going to go for a walk. I'll make sure the kids are taken care of with their dad, but I will go for a walk. Or now when I go to the bathroom, you know how the kids always want to follow you and always want to talk to you. Now I'm just more like, no, you got to go. You have to get out. I need this time for myself. So for me, it was just more about being selfish and making sure that I can take care of it because in the beginning, I would give everything to my family. Once I left work, everything would go to them.
Yeah.
And so now I'm just like, no, I just need that moment. So you have to go. You have to get out. You cannot follow mommy everywhere. I need my time. Or like even when I'm sitting on a couch, everyone has to sit on me. Now I'm like, no, I need to sit by myself for a little bit. So it's just about making sure that you can still have your kids on you. They can still follow you, but sometimes you just have to say, no, not right now. Pass the mic.
To piggyback on that, Brianna, I understand that you have to be selfish. Whereas when we were growing up, selfish was a taboo. Now, ooh, you so selfish. Ooh, you so selfish. But now you have to be selfish. You have to say, this is my time. I don't want you in my space. And it's not being selfish. It's just like, if I don't be selfish and get this time for me, then I'm no good for you, sweetie.
Right.
But selfish is not a bad word anymore. It shouldn't have a negative connotation attached to it. Because I know when I was raising my kids, I couldn't even go to the bathroom without knocking on the door, a little fingers up under the door, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You know, can I just go to the bathroom in peace? You know, they want to lay with you. They want to hug you. They want to comb your hair. So I understand that. Look, go away. Mommy needs time. Mommy's going to sit here by herself. You sit over there. As long as you can see me, you good.
Right.
But give me myself the time.
Yes.
Pass the mic.
Okay. Lynette speaking. As far as piggybacking what the lady said about a schedule and being selfish, getting your own space, your own time, I understand all of that and different days you can't get your own space. If life is throwing different things at you, pulling you from different areas, you won't get your own space until you finally go to sleep. You just like, I'm going to bed. So with spiritual, you just got to go to bed. You know, look,
you gotta
life's
go to
out,
bed.
I'm going to
That's
bed.
Right.
You got to go to bed. And when I was working, I worked for 22 years at a factory in Illinois. I was juggling like a robot that I was working. I would get up. It was a schedule because I planned it. I would get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I was making breakfast, washing clothes, go to work by 5:15 a.m., get to work, punch in, 5:48, get off work. But during that day of working, I had to write out the schedule, like my two sisters did on here. I had to write a schedule out because I needed to know who needed to go to the doctor, who needed to go here, what I need to pick up. It was a lot, but I seemed to get it done for 22 years. So when I would get off work, I would wash, put the clothes in the dryer. I wouldn't take my shoes off, but I would clean up, clean myself up, start cooking, cooking for my husband and cooking for the children. Then it was sports time. So it was a lot of pulling back and forth. Then I had to wait, hold up. I need to put me in here. So then I would plan trips to get away for the weekend or get with some ladies that I was hanging with in Illinois, and we would go line dancing. That was the social time. Communicating with outside people, not just my in-house people, and having family functions on Sunday. I was running around on Sunday. It was family day. It was time to go to church, spend time with your loved ones, and then sitting down and relaxing. Then, you know, you have to do the finances. Finances is one of them. If you don't control them, don't stay on top of it with all the hustle and bustle, it has to fit in on your schedule too. I started putting myself on the financial schedule when I was working. So now that I'm not working, and I'm retired, I'm still on a schedule. I don't do all the hustle and bustle like I did before, but it's a different kind. So I have to have people on the schedule for meetings, for day cooking, everything. So it's a lot of pull and it's a lot of give and take also, and emotional. With all this running around, we have to keep our emotions in order. And the way you get that is by meditating, as we said before, with the self-care and talking, communicating with people, your loved ones and friends. Pass the mic.
Oh, my God. You know, ladies, this is, it reminded me of when I was raising my children. That gave me a flashback. I didn't know if I liked it or not. You know, I'm just being honest with the fingers under the drawer and everything. You know, my children are now grown, and I have 7 grandkids, bless it. And the boys are 32, 27, and 25. And I was thinking of all the sports activities. You know, worked at their school at one time. I was PTA president for years. Went to college while raising kids and working a full-time job and all the extra things that go along, and got a divorce while they were small. So I went from being a mom with a husband to being a single mom again, you know. So it was just a lot going on, and I realized one of the things my mom always said to me was, Marisha, make sure you take care of yourself. She pushed that, pushed that, pushed that. She said, your children are going to grow up and leave you. You better understand who you are. You better be okay with being by yourself. You better be okay with spending time with yourself. She said, it is not selfish to do for you. You better look good. You better, you know, keep yourself up. She really instilled that in me. And so, you know, I remember one day my mother is now deceased. She's been deceased for 11 years. And I remember since she's been, you know, gone on, I was sitting, this is funny. I was sitting there one day just soaking. I was looking bad. I had one of them ugly bathrobes. My hair was looking like it was constipated, you know. Toenail polish was chipped. Everything. I just had all kind of foolishness going on. You know, I was mentally cluttered. I was, excuse my vernacular, I was constipated naturally. It was just a lot. And I got up and I looked at myself, passed by the mirror, and I said, if my mother was alive, she would slap me silly. Because this isn't how she raised me. And I could hear her voice saying, little girl, you better get yourself together. I could literally hear her voice saying, little girl. And I'm thinking, I'm a full-grown woman. But I fell out laughing, and it's kind of snapped me back into reality of whatever that was going on in that time, in that season, wasn't that serious. To make me almost, I was like in a severe depression. And I was like, why am I depressed? I really had to start assessing and looking at things. Where am I at spiritually? Where am I at mentally? Where am I at emotionally? Where am I at financially? And there were some things that I didn't like. So who had the power to change them? Me.
You.
But instead of me wanting to change them, I wanted to be retarded and sit there and be sad and depressed. And so I had to, you know, always be responsible and take care of myself. But, yeah, I was sitting there. I was looking like a bad horror video. You know what I'm saying? Looking like Thriller. And I just thought about my mom would have hurt me. But now, being much older and the boys are being gone, I don't make apologies for going out of town or doing certain things for myself. I just don't. They like, Mom, we see that you such and such because of Facebook or Instagram. And I'm like, you know what? Yeah, because Mom got to take care of Mom. And I'm not good. I won't be good to you and to my grandbabies and anyone else if I'm not good to myself. So it's not even being selfish. It's being self-full. I am aware of what I need, want, and desire. And now, you know, it was one thing when they were small, I had to put myself on timeout from them. But down that they grow, the folks who want to live 8 minutes away, baby, don't come over today. I don't even call them often because you know why? I need time for myself and time to do the things that I'm called to do. And he has time. He has things that he has to do. So it's not, ladies, please don't look at it as being selfish. Look, it has been so cool. And if you're having one of them days that you look constipated like I did, like he was on the Thriller video, like I did that day, it's the stuff you need to work out of you. That's all, baby. We're right here for you. I hope you don't get help. All right, you know, we'll go to the next question because I was looking horrible. I'm not going to even lie. Y'all made me have that confessional. See what y'all did? That Usher song, this is my confession. All right, well, the next question. This is for the lady or the woman or, you know, the mother, the entrepreneur, you know, the college student, you know, the single mom, whatever. That saying, I don't know, I'm struggling with this thing called self-care. I'm really, 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 really struggling with it. And ladies, what advice would you give to the woman that's listening in, that's saying, hey, I hear Michelle, I hear Lynette, I hear Brian, I hear LaRusha, but I'm struggling. What would you tell them?
Brian speaking. I will tell them, don't think, just do. Because sometimes we think and we talk ourselves out of it. Sometimes you just have to start doing it and making it happen. It's hard, especially if you're a single mother, but if you don't take that step to do it, it won't happen. So don't think, just do, because you don't want to talk yourself out of it. And make a plan. Like, I'm trying to be a planner while I put things down, and I'm getting a little bit better at it. But even if I don't write it out in a book or in a calendar, I do plan it in my head. Like, okay, this is what I need to get done today, and this is where I can put the time in it. And then I don't even think about it. I just do everything that I need to do and keep it going. So if you're a planner, write it out. But don't think about it. Just put it down and just make it happen. So
don't
plan,
think,
just do.
Just do. Yes.
Pass
yes.
the mic.
This is Lynette speaking. I'm going to piggyback what she said about don't think, just do. A lot of times our thoughts get us in trouble.
Yes.
That is the battlefield mm-hmm. for the devil. The devil likes to come
yes.
in our mind and make us
yes.
feel like we can't do it. He wants us to think we're not able. He wants us to think less of ourselves. Once
mm-hmm.
we get a hold of our thoughts, our actions will be different.
Yes.
So when you feel like you cannot, yes, you can. Speak to yourself.
Mm.
Yes, you can. Eliminate negative thinking. Eliminate negative people conversations.
Because
they will help the devil bring you down. So
yes,
when you notice that, you let them go, but you love them anyway. And you say, yes, I can. Oh, I'm so tired. Mm. No, I'm not. I got to do this. This is what I need to do. This is what I'm going to do. This is the day that I'm going to do this, and I'm not going to do that today. So it's about starting in your mind, controlling it, your thoughts, and going forward.
Mm.
Mic.
Yes, you can.
Yeah, this is Michelle speaking. Michelle speaking. I'm going to piggyback on what they said, too. You know, you have to don't put too much into it. Don't think, because if you overthink it, you won't do it. I tend to have to write things down, mainly because I forget. My mind is so bad. I'm telling you, honey, this bipolar mind of mine, I forget to breathe if I don't write it down. I have to write everything down, and I have to because I forget. I'm going to go to the gym. 3 days later, I'll be like, girl, Thursday, you said you were going to go to the gym. You ain't made it yet.
Mm-hmm.
I forget. But you have, I'm a planner. I'm the one that has to plan and say, I'm going to go to the gym. Now, I'm not going to say Tuesday I'm going to go to the gym at 5 o'clock because Tuesday at 5 o'clock something might come up. But Tuesday I'm going to the gym. Within that 24-hour period, I'm going to the gym. And, you know, I have a really good friend. Her name is Crystal. She has a daughter named Ashley. And Ashley is the most amazing young woman that you would ever meet. This girl went to college. She played soccer in college. She got out of college. She got a full-time job. In the midst of this full-time job, she just graduated with her master's. She goes to the gym. She totally does self-care. She goes to the gym. She takes care of family. She has everything in order. She has that mind, body, and spirit. She is a phenomenal young woman. And I always tell other young girls about Ashley. You know, and Crystal had Ashley at 16 years old. So it's like, this is self-care for this young woman. She has it together, mind, body, and spirit. So with me, as I said, I'm a planner. I have to plan things. I have to plan to look good. I have to plan, you know. I tell people all the time, I thank God every day that I do not look like what I've been through. If I look like what I've been through, I look like that Thriller video right along with you, LaRusha. On a daily basis. Because my life has been hell at times. And I look in the mirror and I go, you a bad sister. You know, I'm a bad sister. I look good to be 52 years old. I don't look like what I've been through. And none of us. You know, you should never look like what you've been through. You should never look like you should not look like your story. You should not look like your story. You should rise above and look better than your story. Because if I look like my story, I'll be an eyesore.
I love. I just wrote some phenomenal notes down. I'm telling you. For those that are listening and you say, you know, hey, I was really struggling with putting myself on my list, showing up in my life, being my best self, being my authentic self, taking care of my self-care. I'm responsible for me. I'm responsible. Well, I hope that you are encouraged. I hope that you heard something today that will cause you to say, you know, I am worth it. I am worth it. You know, there was a song back in the day. See, I like music, all music, and then I told you I got kids, and then I have grandkids. It was a song that says, well, baby, I'm worth it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who it was by. Baby, I'm worth it. You have to tell yourself, baby, I am worth it.
I am worth it.
You are worth it. Because if you're not worth it and you don't value yourself, and you don't honor yourself, who's going to do that? Who's going to take care of you?
Nobody.
You are responsible for you. You are responsible for you. And I'm telling you, again, when my children left, and yes, I am, go ahead, you know, the self-care person, but when them three handsome people left my house, I remember looking at my husband and saying, what am I supposed to do now? You know, what you're supposed to do is live. That's what you're supposed to do. I was an empty nester, and I felt some type of way. I felt like I was in a codependent back, you know, relationship. I felt like that son come back to me. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, what do you want? Can you get back? And I said, girl, you lost yourself. And a lot of times that's what happened. We put time into husbands and businesses, children, church, because I spent a lot of time in church, and I'm a PK and now in ministry. So a lot of my time was in church. And functioning outside of those things, I really didn't know how. Just being honest, I didn't have the balance. So I had to get balanced. And for those that are not balanced, I would say to them to write down what you do and then look at it and see how much time you give to everything else, but where are you at on your list?
Yes.
If you're not nowhere on your list, you are in the red. And you need to make some necessary changes. Well, we've encouraged everyone else. I want to ask you this important question because a lot of us have never been really go self-care. And, you know, there are some things that we had to debunk to be, you know, to be a part of the self-care. I won't say self-care movement, but to love ourselves in a better way. What are some of the things that you had to let go of, or what mental clutter? Because, you know, the devil will tell you things, people will tell you things, and you will tell yourself reasons why you can't do self-care. So what is the thing that you had to let go, person, thing, idea, belief, that you had to let go of to know and make sure that you are doing self-care and you're moving in the direction that you're supposed to be moving into? So what did you have to let go of? I'm going to start with Lynette.
Lynette speaking. I had to let go of toxic people. I had to let go of always pleasing everybody and leaving myself out. Being there for every beck and call and not thinking about what I wanted to do with Lynette. So, and I had to separate myself. It's not that I separated myself because I don't love you or love them. It's because I had to find out who Lynette liked. So, toxic people will bring you down, and negative energy will drain you of your joy. Pass the mic.
Amen.
You almost have me shouting on this floor. For real.
Michelle speaking. I know, that was a good one. Michelle speaking. What did I have to let go of? I had to more let go of my own thoughts more than letting go people. I've had some toxic people in my life that I had to let go of. And, you know, there was a sermon that I heard. Well, actually, I was there when T.D. Jakes did this sermon of sometimes you have to just, you know, he had the gift of goodbye. You know, I have the gift of goodbye. I can write you off. Bye. Bye. Don't need you. Don't need you in my life. If you're going to be toxic, then you have to go. Bye. So I got the gift of goodbye. But, yeah, that's what I had to do. I had to let people go away. But as I was saying, I had to let my own mind go, parts of my mind go, too, because I would talk myself out of, you don't want to get a massage. You don't want them touching on you. They're going to be touching on you. You know, I had to let that go. Now I love a massage. I love a massage. Getting my toes in. Ooh, you don't want them people messing with your feet. You know, just craziness, just crazy stuff in my mind. I had to let that go. Going to the gym. Oh, you don't go to the gym. People going to be looking at you, judging you. You know, ooh, she shouldn't have that on. Ooh, she shouldn't be doing that. You know, I had to. So a lot of it wasn't people. It was me. I had to let the evilness in my own world, this own mind of mine, go. So when I let a lot of that go, now I go get my nails done, my toes done, I get a massage, you know, a facial every now and then. So a lot of it was I had to just let a lot of stuff in Michelle's head go more than what people were saying. And that enabled me to do more self-care.
She said toxic people. You said toxic thinking. I tell you, said stinking,
toxic
thinking, and stinking people. I'm telling you, you have to do it. Have to do it, because if not, they said back in the day, you are what you eat, or you are what you're thinking.
What
you are who you hang with.
Yeah.
You know?
And you are.
You are the company you keep.
You are the company. You know, my mom used to say when I would get in these crazy things in my mind, she would say, baby, this too shall pass.
Amen.
This too, I'd be like, mama, I can't get this too shall pass. And I get so angry with her, like, it's not going to pass. It ain't going to pass. It's going to be here forever. Baby, this too shall pass. And she was right. Everything that's going on with us, this too shall pass. And self-care will help it pass a little faster.
Yeah.
And it's never too
the
late,
mic.
Lynette. Oh, pass the mic. Sorry.
Breon speaking. Okay. I agree with both women. I had to let go of the negative people, answering to people, making people's emergencies my emergency. And I had to get rid of that negative thought that I can't do it. Because I can. I am capable. So for a lot of years, I helped other people achieve the goals that they needed to achieve and be there and support them. And I had to let that go and be there for myself, how I am there for them. So letting negative people go out your life, because there's times where I share my hopes and dreams with people and they tainted it and I allowed it. I let negative people go, and I just really started speaking the life into myself that I was speaking into other people. And that is how I was able to start really making sure that I am taking care of myself, which is taking that time to think, taking that time to release and declutter with my self-care.
Yes.
You said it. I love it. I love everything that was said. Just want to say what Breon said is what she was giving other people, she had to get to herself. And I, you know, I'm a big cheerleader, and I'm like, you can do it. You can do it. So after I didn't drain myself, you know, encouraging everybody and making sure everybody else is good, I realized that a lot of people, once they got better, they didn't know me anymore. And they went on with their life, and I'm drained and burnt out and toe up and crazy, looking like Thriller again. You know what I'm saying? And I have to say, you know what, LaRusha? That same energy that you give them, that same love and support that you give them, are you giving that to yourself? Are you giving? And I had to really look. No. And I had to be honest. Nope, I wasn't. And so I had to really stop and say, why am I giving so much to other people? Do I feel like I'm not worthy of that? Am I feeling some type of way? Do I, you know, am I people pleasing? I had to do a list. People pleasing, do I not want to be rejected? Out of fear of rejection? What is this? And once I began to assess that and make the necessary changes, then I was able to eliminate not just the stinking thinking, but the people that was in my environment. I was able to lovingly release them, let them go, and move on and stop wasting my time trying to make people be better and do better when they don't want to do and be better. Why am I? That was my thing. You can do it. You can do it. I feel like that little Energizer bunny, you know, just going. Okay. And I realized, am I assigned to them? Or did I assign, did God assign me to them, or did I assign myself to them?
Big
difference.
That's right. It's a lot different.
And
it's
my thing to be, and I realized that some things I was doing was not a God idea, but just a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to make the necessary changes. You know, because some things is just a good idea, and some things is a God idea. And I had to, like, you know what, LaRusha, you tripping. Didn't nobody take advantage of you? You took advantage of yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And once I began to value me more, you know, I was able to make the necessary changes. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at our switchboard and the people that have, you know, because people can come in by internet and by, you know, phone. And I'm looking and it's blazing. I mean, we have some listeners today. They are getting their self-care life on. So I am just want to say thank you to those that have tuned in to the LaRusha King Show today on Living Out Loud Network. Thank you for chiming in and being a part of this self-care segment. Today we're talking about self-care and womanhood. And we have three phenomenal panelists. We have Lynette Woodard, we have Breon Scott, and we have Michelle Fisher-Jones. I tell you, today I have gotten all of my self-care life on today. Well, what I'm going to do is, if there is anything else that you would like to say to the listening audience, you know, any tidbit, tip, tool, life experience that you would like to share with us, because we're almost at that time, and it's that time that's really going to hurt me. It's the time that I got to let you guys go, and I really don't want to. So I got to have you back. I'm just saying, I got to have you guys back because, I like talking to you. And so before I get your closing and all your phenomenal information, is there anything else that you would like to share with the listening audience on today?
This is Michelle speaking. I would just like to add, just like for the women and men that are listening out there, self-care is vital. It is vital to your mind, body, and soul. Take the time to self-care. If it's as little as just listening to a gospel song, taking a walk, cleaning. You know, I love to clean. Cleaning. Just mm-hmm. take some time out of a 24-hour period and do something that is just for you. Just for you. Nobody else, just for you. Pass the mic.
Mm. Thank you.
Lynette speaking. Lynette speaking. I would like to tell everybody to learn to laugh out loud. Laughing is like giving yourself life. Laughing out loud is the best thing a person can do besides say to yourself, I love me. No matter what I'm going through, I love me. I am created by the most and the best. And I'm his daughter. I am his daughter. God created me, and I am a diamond. Nobody can take that from you. Buy yourself some flowers. It's good. Because when you look at the flowers, it was created by God. And you are a flower. You are a rose. What they say, a diamond in the rough? I love Lynette. Yes. I love me. In spite of anything else, I love me. So,
yes.
That's my.
Breon speaking. The last thing I just want to say to everybody is just to make sure that you're speaking positive affirmations to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how much you think you can do it, make sure that you're telling yourself that you can do it. Also, a good thing that helped me is reading the book of Proverbs, which I'm in the process of redoing, because it helped me so much. It teaches you about wisdom. It teaches you about having discernment. It teaches you about making sure you have the right people around you and being aware of who you have around yourself. So just making sure that you're being fed by the word and making sure you're feeding yourself positive affirmations. Pass the mic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. We had some phenomenal information, and I really did take a lot of notes. So I will be on Facebook, and I will be sharing some of the great tips and tools and nuggets that that was shared today by these phenomenal co-hosts. Well, it's that time I hate. You know, my voice just sounds bad and horrible right now. It's that time I hate. It's the time I have to let you go because I just don't want to. I just love you guys. I just want you with me. And I want to continue this conversation about self-care. But we are on, you know, our timing of saying goodbye. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with Michelle, then Lynette, and then last, Breon, for you to say who you are, what you do again, and how they can contact you if they would like to have you to come and speak or to learn more about you or just connect with you on social media. So at this time, I'm going to turn it over to Michelle.
Okay. Hi, my name is Michelle Fisher-Jones. I have a book called Stronger Than the Day Before, Finding Peace in My Mental Illness. It can be found on Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can find me on Facebook at Living Life Different. Also, Facebook is Stronger Than the Day Before. I can be reached for speaking engagements at area code 972-742-0285. I answer my phone on a 24-hour basis. It is always on. I am always willing to talk and help. That's it for me. Pass the mic.
Lynette speaking. My name is Lynette Woodard. I am a soul food chef. My restaurant name is Net Soul Food. You can reach me 804-677-9619. Catering, repasses, family events, weddings, any occasion, big or small. I am an outreach ministry, in the outreach ministry, so looking forward to help anybody that need food, clothing, contact me once again, 804-677-9619. Pass the mic.
My name is Breon Scott. I'm a blogger. You can reach me at BriLiving.com, BriLiving.com, or you can reach me at BriLiving12@gmail.com. Pass the mic.
All right, ladies, I'm excited. Thank you so much for being on the LaRusha King Show. I tell you, today I got my self-care life, and I just thank you for being a special guest and sharing with about self-care and womanhood. I appreciate you. I appreciate you taking out time out of your day to come on to encourage, inspire, and uplift, but and to give direction, give tips, tools, and encouragement to those that are starting or maintaining their self-care journey, or for those that didn't even feel that they were worthy of it. So I just want to say on behalf of LaRusha, the LaRusha King Show and Living Out Loud Broad, I mean Network, please forgive me, that we appreciate you and we thank you once again.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, listening audience, oh God, we're at that time I hate, which is the time I have to let you go. I tell you, I got my self-care life. I hope that you did, and I pray that you reach out to the our wonderful panelists on today, Lynette Woodard, Breon Scott, and Michelle Fisher-Jones, and tell you their information is right on the screen. And you can always contact them, and they did give you the information. And please have any questions, comments, concerns, please do not hesitate to contact them because they will help you out. Well, you have been listening to the LaRusha King Show, your self-love place on Living Out Loud Network. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube. Don't forget to accept yourself, love yourself, and be good to yourself. You are the designer's original, and there is no one like you. Until next time, continue to have a great day.